The art of court reporting can lead a reporter on many twists and turns during the course of a trial. There's a lot to take in during a case, even beyond what's being said by the judge, attorneys, and the defendant, so we'll get to that in a moment. A few weeks ago, right here on this program, WTMJ's Elizabeth Lintonen shared her experience covering the trial of Maxwell Anderson. He's the man that's since been found guilty of murdering and dismembering 19-year-old Sade Robinson after a first date in 2024. During our conversation, Liz noted how she worked to present information that a listener wouldn't be able to hear from anyone other than someone in the room.
I try to be very observational and I try to take notes of exactly what's happening around me. So when people are reading our coverage, they might get something out of it that they're not getting from every other news outlet that's all reporting the same information. If I wasn't in this room, what could I say to people so they understand how it feels to be in this room?
Capturing these types of moments in court add that extra texture to reporting on a story, and we had a moment occur in court in another high-profile area case. The man's name is Demetric Scott. He's the person accused of writing letters threatening to kill President Donald Trump as well as ICE agents, then sending those letters to Milwaukee officials, all while posing as an undocumented man named Ramon Morales Reyes. Scott is also accused of stabbing Morales Reyes and stealing his bicycle back in 2023. Scott made a court appearance on June 16th, and after his hearing was delayed by Judge Christy Yang, he had this to say.
Hey, could y'all please have my jury trial for the burglary and stop pushing that back? Could y'all stop doing that? The burglary is next month. Y'all pushed it back last month, and y'all keep doing that dumb.
Okay,
stop
Mr.
pushing
Scott.
The burglary case back.
Okay, you can remove them. Thank you.
What the I'm talking about, too. Dumb. Stop pushing my burglary back and have that jury trial.
Interesting choice of words, to say the least, as we bring in WTMJ's Nazir Spencer, who was in court for that exchange. So, Nazir, just give me a sense of the room's reaction, because amidst all the court cases that happen every single day, outbursts like this are particularly rare. I know we got a little bit skewed during the Daryl Brooks trial a couple of years ago when outbursts were basically a daily experience, but paint a picture of the reactions of people in the room as this, albeit brief, but still loud and curse-laden exchange happened.
Now, when I was in there, I was expecting this to be a little bit longer. I didn't expect them to push the dates back for him at all.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, Judge Christy Yang, she, you know, announced the new dates. Him and his attorney, it was very interesting. They were kind of just conversating. Took a few minutes. Took about 4 or 5 minutes to kind of conversate and get going on, you know, to the next steps of what they're going to have to be able to do in the next coming few weeks. And Demetric, he lashed out at the end there. He was like, stop, you know, you heard the clip. He said, stop pushing it back. He doesn't like, you know, he's frustrated that he has to be in custody for this much longer.
You mentioned Scott's attorney there. We've had a few instances in court in other high profile cases where a client's attorney is reacting in real time to something their client is doing that they weren't exactly expecting. What did Scott's attorney look like in that moment?
He looked a little disappointed at first when they wanted to push things back and they were going over the dates and when they're available and stuff like that. And he had his head in his hands a little bit when one of his hands just kind of like, what's going on? Like, he's going to get upset. And, you know, everyone in the room when that happened, it was just like we kind of looked around. We weren't expecting it. We were expecting it to be kind of quick. You know, it was just a get to the point kind of trial thing. But it was very interesting on how I wasn't expecting it. I never seen anything like that before.
So where do things go from here now with this case?
So his next court case is set to be June 23rd at 1:30 p.m. That's when he gets back. He wanted things to be final that day that I was there, but unfortunately things are getting pushed back. And another court case, I believe, for a second one is in sometime July, I think mid-July. I'm not sure of the exact dates, but yeah, he's not very pleased to get pushed back all the time. He's not very pleased about that.
Clearly. WTMJ's Nazir Spencer in the courtroom for that outburst from Demetric Scott. Thanks, Nazir.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thanks.